The St. Alphonsus Medical Group Center for Global Health and Healing was created to meet the needs of families and individuals who have resettled within the community through the U.S. Office of Refugee Resettlement Program. And the mission of this clinic, it is simple, to have healing encounters that focus on restoration of dignity, choice, and trust for all patients who seek care. Joining me live in studio to talk more about this are Dr. Chip Roser, Primary Care Medical Director for St. Alphonsus Medical Group, and Ryan Lipscomb, Practice Manager for St. Alphonsus Center for Global Health and Healing. Welcome to the program.
Thank you.
Thank you so much for having us.
So tell me about the clinic. When was it started? How many people do you serve, Dr. Roser?
Well, we started about 10 years ago. When I started working for St. Al's, we recognized a huge need in the community to kind of provide a more holistic care to this group of individuals that was coming in to our community through the resettlement process. And there really wasn't a central home for those people to go to. And so we started thinking about a way to provide health care that not only met their medical needs, but then also kind of addressed the mental health issues and kind of all aspects of their care and their needs as they were coming into the community. And so that was the kind of the initial idea. And it's gradually grown from there over the last 10 years.
And it's interesting because within, you know, the last 10 years, I think even how people look at medicine has changed in the sense of like treating the whole patient, right? Mm-hmm. Instead of just that medical part of it. And then when you have people coming in from different countries and different cultures, how did all of that play into that idea of needing to treat the whole person?
I think that the thing that we started doing initially, and I'll have Ryan talk to this as well, is that we kind of integrated social workers into our clinic so that we could see people for their medical needs and then address in the same visit many times or shortly thereafter, kind of address some of the mental health issues that comes along with being exposed to trauma. These folks have, you know, almost by definition, all gone through very traumatic episodes in their lives, and that manifests both in their physical well-being as well as their mental well-being.
And Ryan, so how important is it to have that social worker interaction as part of, you know, treating a patient?
Oh, I think it's significant. I think, like Dr. Roser mentioned, you know, part of the times people are coming into the clinic just to receive that medical care, but there's always a list of things in addition to that. And what we were noticing with the providers that were seeing patients is that they would start asking about my housing. You know, my housing is, I'm going to lose my housing, or I'm without housing, or with food, or those types of things. And so the providers were struggling to kind of be able to address the medical care, but then also the social elements of that. And then mental health, of course, is all interwoven in that. And so I think the social work piece, as well as some of our other pieces that we've incorporated recently, as you mentioned, really helped to try to provide an integrated and holistic approach to seeing the patient as a whole person.
Well, one of the things that I saw when I was doing some reading on this is that, I mean, you even have people on staff who can help people that have been victims of torture. Mm-hmm. And just reading that is shocking. Mm-hmm. But when we talk about the patients that you treat, that they have been recently resettled through the federal, you know, refugee resettlement program, these are the types of people that you are seeing, correct?
It's true. We see people, I mean, you can imagine pretty much all the major conflict zones around the world. And those are the people that are in our clinic, you know. They're from, you know, the Middle East, Sub-Saharan Central Africa, Myanmar or Burma. Anywhere where there's areas where you've heard of conflict and seen it in the news, the people arrive, you know, here in Boise after they've been through a resettlement process and been in a refugee camp for any number of years.
And then Ryan, so then when they come to your clinic for medical care, I mean, it has to go beyond that.
Absolutely.
I would think.
Absolutely. I think the medical piece is significant. And I think that's, you know, kind of across the board, everyone knows a doctor is here to help me with my health. And I think we've seen that as the benefit of having kind of an entry point. And then as they come in to be able to address issues such as mental health, that typically sometimes for some of the communities can be seen as taboo, where you don't talk about those things. So we've really been fortunate to partner with our social workers and our physicians in a way to kind of address that whole scope, and that doesn't feel, we don't use a lot of jargon, but we talk about things like blood pressure as being, you know, we don't talk about stress necessarily, but we talk about, hey, you know, there's a lot of things going on for you. Your blood pressure is high. And so it helps kind of create an entry into some of more of the mental health aspects that are equally important in addressing.
I'm speaking with Dr. Chip Roser, Primary Care Medical Director for St. Alphonsus Medical Group, and Ryan Lipscomb, Practice Manager for St. Alphonsus Center for Global Health and Healing. And we are talking specifically about this center. And Ryan, you brought up a good point, though, about, you know, some topics maybe being taboo in certain cultures. So how do you then go about taking all of this into consideration, not just maybe mental health being a taboo subject within someone's culture, but you have language barriers. I mean, you have other cultural differences. How do you make sure that once again, the full person, not just being taken care of, but being heard?
That's a great question. One of the areas that we spend a lot of time in, we have Tracy Harrod and Marla Lipscomb that developed a training around healing encounters. So really looking at how trauma-informed, culturally responsive, and linguistically appropriate services are really how we provide equitable care for families. So, and that's across the board. That's not just for families that have come in as refugee, with refugee status, but as a way of addressing that patient. And maybe we all have a culture that we come from, our family culture. And so understanding medicine or understanding mental health or social service, whatever it is, from that lens has been very helpful. And I think we're learning all the time. And I think Dr. Roser and the rest of the team would acknowledge that we never have come to a place of figuring out that we've arrived and we've figured it out for everyone, because there's always a new thing that we come across that we haven't maybe seen before. And so coming into a space as a learner is highly important to us. And then also as a team, we talk a lot about, as a multidisciplinary team, so kind of with the social workers, we have health advisors. They're essentially community health workers, but from the respective linguistic or cultural groups, as well as with our front office staff. You know, we will approach the topic of what's going on for a family from all different angles so that we can have a better understanding. And then, as I mentioned with Tracy, who oversees the health advisor program, she has just a wealth of cultural understanding and just from her role. And so we are constantly bouncing things off and back and forth with her.
And I think that just that you even, you know, right on your website, it says a healing encounter. Mm-hmm. And it incorporates not just healing, you know, whatever medically may ail you, but, you know, bringing someone's dignity back.
Absolutely.
I mean, Dr. Roser, when you, just those words have to make a difference in how you approach patients, I would think.
Yeah, it's really interesting the way that, you know, the different communities view health and well-being, and to try and learn those over time so that you can be sensitive to each community's needs and each individual's needs so that you can kind of make them feel welcome and comfortable. A lot of the time, you know, we spend in the clinic, we see people back very frequently because I think they feel that our clinic is a very safe place to come. They can have their needs addressed. They can, you know, like Ryan said, talk about, you know, these bills that they get or, you know, notices in the mail. I mean, I frequently end my visits by reading through people's, you know, bills or papers or, you know, and so it's not all just kind of
medicine. It's not just medicine, right?
Right, not medicine in the traditional sense. But I think with this idea of you know, seeing the whole person.
Right. Mm-hmm. And you are moving into a new facility because you have outgrown this last one. We have a very large refugee community. So tell me about the need for needing new space.
Yeah, I think One of the ideas behind that is trying to bring as much of an integrative model as possible into one space. So we will be moving, or we actually had our soft opening already, but we'll be moving to a location on Emerald 6533, and we're going to have a grand opening on the 13th for that. But I think the purpose behind it, we're going to have OBGYN services, so the care clinic that's been in existence already, and then the international clinic that does family practice, of pulling all those into one space so that, you know, when there's a lot of barriers for patients accessing care. And so the more that we can reduce, whether it's transportation or even from a linguistic standpoint of being able to have interpreters and health advisors on site, that helps visits go so much more smoothly. And so that's really the kind of the purpose of bringing it all into one space.
Well, and that makes sense if you think about it, because if you can, have an OBGYN appointment, but if your kiddo can see the pediatrician, all in one space, that's nice for anyone, but especially for people who have come to our country who are still having so many barriers that they have to overcome. Was this part of the reasoning, Dr. Roser?
Yeah, that's certainly what our aim was, and along with providing care with primary care and obstetrical care and care for the children, then we'll also realize that the treating the trauma that people have been through and the mental aspects and the implications that has on their health do not really fit the Western paradigm of medicine, and they're really not treated very well with traditional medical therapy. And so we're beginning to try and integrate other aspects, into that certainly with counseling. But then our hope is to try and provide some non-traditional things like yoga and have physical therapy in the office. And so kind of expand that idea of more holistic care beyond what we have had in the past and at our other facility, simply because we just have some more room now. So we're very excited.
How rewarding is this work?
We get asked that, I think, often, and there's an element, I think, to any kind of work where there's you find value, you hope to find value in what you do. It's also hard work, and I think it's important to acknowledge that aspect of it, and part of it, I think, we talk about healing encounters, and one of the things that's really important for us is we're also going through our own healing journeys, and so not fragmenting that from the patients, but recognizing we also are coming into a space, kind of a collective space, and so there is an element of that. This is incredible work to be a part of, and it's work that takes a lot of thought and intentionality in.
To really help these people move into this new space in their lives. I want to thank both of you for coming in today and talking about this. My guest today, Dr. Chip Roser, Primary Care Medical Director for St. Alphonsus Medical Group, and Ryan Lipscomb, Practice Manager for St. Alphonsus Center for Global Health and Healing. Thank you so much.
Thank you so much.
Thanks for having us.